6. Pathology and Power. The Failure of Democracy in the Caribbean by Niala Maharaj. For 3 decades, parliamentary democracy has been like oxygen in the English-speaking Caribbean, a basic ingredient of life that everyone took for granted. West Indians have always assumed that things like coup d'état, golpe de estado, individual dictatorships, are only things that happen in Haiti or Cuba or Santo Domingo, observed the British historian Gordon Lewis in 1991. This has recently become a subject of wonder among intellectuals reviewing the general record of post-colonial nations. Carlene J. Eddy, for example, begins her recently published book, Democracy in the Caribbean, with the following words. Quote, "Among developing nations, the Caribbean..."